Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa on Q104. I have this feeling this morning that life is getting back to normal.
What do you mean?
Yeah, see, that's... I knew I was going to say that, and I knew that you were going to say, what do you mean?
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
Because we have experienced this past week very differently. Because my kids have been out of school since Thursday of last week. The quarter ended for them. Second quarter ended for them Thursday of last week. They had Friday off because of, I guess, teachers getting in grades and things like that. Then they had the long 3-day weekend like everybody else. And then the cold days.
They got an extra 2 days off.
Tuesday and Wednesday. My assumption is they're going back to school today. There was no.
No word?
Yeah. Well, there was no change in the forecast. I mean, they called off Tuesday and Wednesday as early as Monday. So I think that if they were going to have another cold day today,
they would have done it.
Right. And it's, I mean, comparably, it's so much warmer today than it has been.
Which is a crazy thought because it is still so cold out there. But yeah, compared to yesterday, it's definitely not as bad.
But I'd like to think that, you know, in this past week, even though we've had school canceled and basketball practices and games canceled and soccer's been canceled, I'd like to think that, you know, my kids have had some nice memories from this past week of just being at home and hanging out with the family. We binge watched a lot of Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. You kept watching more of that last night.
Together. Yeah, it's nice. It's when all four of us are on the couch and we've got our blankets on and we're watching TV. It's a nice feeling for me to have the entire family together. And the past few days, Drew's my 10-year-old. We've been playing Fortnite Duos.
Oh.
You're familiar with Fortnite, right?
I know about Fortnite, but I don't know about Duos.
That's where you can play at the same time. You can team up.
Oh, fun.
You kind of coordinate together and you land on the island together and then you go get your loot and...
You're a little gamer now.
Go on your little killing spree.
Look at that. Drew has 2 days off school and now Bill's gaming.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun to play with. But for you, this past week, it really has been no disruption in your life, really, except just for the inconvenience of how cold it's been.
Yeah, that's really the major part. Other than the fact that I just keep getting home and like immediately putting on like sweats and just like curling up under blankets and then just watching TV for the whole day. But, you know, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, the biggest disruption, the biggest abnormality in the past week for you was TikTok going away for 14 hours.
Okay, that was a pretty big disruption. Well, don't act like it was nothing.
You should have been sleeping for a portion of that 14 hours.
I was asleep for part of it, but it was felt. Believe me, I tried to open the app and I got the notification. I did it just out of muscle memory. I opened the app like two or three times. And it was like, sorry, can't use it. I was like, I know.
You still can't download TikTok, the app, off of the App Store.
I know. So in case you missed it, I activated a new phone on Sunday. So I actually can't even have TikTok on this new phone. So now what I'm doing is only using TikTok on Wi-Fi at home on my old phone.
Okay.
Because my old phone doesn't have like an actual like cell service anymore. It's only on Wi-Fi. But I actually just saw this. People are selling their phones on eBay.
I saw the same thing.
TikTok downloaded for thousands of dollars.
I saw the same thing this morning and I thought of you.
I wonder if I could get any money for my busted up screen, but it has TikTok downloaded.
Who is actually needing a phone just to have the TikTok app? Because it's only been since Sunday. If you didn't have the TikTok app before and you just want to get on now, I can't imagine that there's a market for this. I think this is just, you know, people being opportunistic and trying to make money.
We'll have to see if they sell. That's really the big question. If they do, I might be making some new business ventures with my old phone.
I just think it's interesting from Apple's perspective. Why have they not put the app back on the App Store to available for download?
I don't know.
Maybe is it really difficult to put an app? I see, these are things I don't know.
I have no idea.
Is it difficult to put an app on the store and then when you take it off, you gotta jump through a bunch of hoops to put it back on again? Like, I don't know. You gotta go through HR.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade. I have no idea.
I don't know how it works either. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. We'll have good vibes at 6:55. Hash it out on the way this morning with a couple who just moved in together, and I think they're having their first fight.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to that, and then more Cavs tickets this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll play at 7:55 and 8:55. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So yesterday after the show, I asked Alyssa what she was doing. She said, I am going to take a trip to the Social Security office. And I said, I know exactly why you're going to the Social Security office.
I didn't know that this was common knowledge.
I think it's common knowledge for anyone that just got married.
Okay.
I think this is a common thing. And I know that you just got married late last year. And when you say, I've got to go to the Social Security office, I knew exactly why you had to go there. Also, I don't know any other reason you might need to go to the Social Security office.
I mean, well, if you guessed that I was going to change my name, you'd be correct. But if you guessed that I managed to actually change it yesterday, you would be wrong. Because I did not.
Oh, no, I guessed that you were going to have some difficulties.
Really?
Yeah. Because we were talking about this, and I said, okay, so do you have all of your forms of identification? And she's like, I don't really know what I need. And immediately in my head, I'm like, okay, she's going to get down there. She's going to be turned away for some reason.
And I'm not going to have what I need. Yeah. No, I thought that I did. I really did. I have, like, every important document that I've ever owned in a folder.
Mm-hmm.
Makes my life easy. So I brought that folder. And I brought the marriage license, but to my surprise, when I got to the Social Security office, sat down in my little chair and started taking out my forms, our marriage license isn't the real license. It's the keepsake. We got married in Vegas. I wasn't even thinking they don't give you your actual license. It's all for show for like the marriage license. I have to order that still.
Yes. I do remember that. I do remember that about getting married in Vegas. We had to send away for it. And then I remember it coming in the mail. The actual marriage license came in the mail weeks later.
After I don't know why married. I thought, like, I knew that we had a keepsake.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that we had the real one, too. But there's no way that we could, because it said, like, on the keepsake, like, you have to order it. Within 10 days, not within 10 days of being married, but your marriage license will be filed within 10 days.
Yeah,
so,
why can't you get it as soon as you apply for it?
I don't know.
Like, I'm talking about Vegas specifically, because you have to go somewhere specific.
To pick up the keepsake.
I didn't know it was a keepsake either, though. It's like you have to apply for the marriage license, and then you can go get married.
Right.
Within 24 hours, I think.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't just give you the actual piece of paper right there. It seems like it would be easier to give you the official document right there, and then they won't have to deal with anybody needing a copy of it weeks later.
Well, I think that what happens is that after you're officially married, your officiant has to file the marriage paperwork.
That's that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense. So
they have to verify that you actually did it.
That you followed through, nobody got cold feet.
Okay. That makes
sense. So I got at least one more trip to the Social Security office in my near future.
So the Social Security office, they would not accept the keepsake, the trinket that you had.
No.
What about, like, what if you would have opened up Instagram and showed them pictures of you getting... Look, see,
like,
I got married. I got married in Vegas right here. Look.
I did it. Look at it. It's on Instagram.
You should follow me. Follow me and like this picture.
Time stamped. It's right here. We did it, I promise.
Yeah. So what Alyssa is trying to do, if it's not obvious, is trying to legally change her last name. And it's still on the show. It's still going to be Alyssa Rose, though.
That really is my middle name.
Right.
That is my real middle name. You'd be shocked at how many people have asked me if that is like actually my real middle name. And I'm like, yes, yes.
Right. But not her legal last name.
No, that's not my last name.
Very soon she will have a legal last name.
Well, I have one now. I'm just looking to change it.
Right. Right. And if you can guess what it is, what her legal last name is.
Oh, are we going to give them a prize?
Caller 14 right
now. Oh, boy.
Can you guess Alyssa's new legal last name?
That'd be a fun game.
It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Billie Eilish. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Christine in Bedford's on the line. Christine.
Good morning.
What's up?
How you doing this morning?
Very well. How are you?
I'm cold. On my way into work.
Oh, okay. What can we do for you?
I was just calling in this morning guessing Alyssa's probably new married last name.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What do you got a guess of?
I just came up with Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
Is it Rodriguez?
No.
No.
It's a good guess, though.
Sorry.
It's a good guess. We can play this. We could play this game all morning.
Christine, stay warm. Thank you for listening on your way to work. I am sorry.
Thank you guys. I love your show. I listen every day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for playing Guess Alyssa's New Legal Last Name. Unfortunately, we do not have a winner.
We also don't have a prize, so.
The Q Morning Show. Talking. It's Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Cupid's Undie Run is coming up very soon, Saturday, February 8th, Saturday afternoon. So it usually gets started right around noon.
Okay.
And we all show up wearing our underwear, our colorful underwear, red, pink themed for Valentine's Day.
Some little hearts on there.
We're going to be at the draft room this year. That's at Huntington Bank Field, so at Brown Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be inside the draft room for most of the afternoon. At one point, we'll leave the draft room and we're going to go run, kind of.
We're going to go run. We're going to go try to keep warm, get our blood pumping a little bit, just a tiny little bit. And then we're going to come back and have some more fun.
You don't have to run very far.
You have to run fast.
You don't have to run fast. You don't have to run well at all. You don't
perfect.
Don't have to train for this. Not for Cupid's Undie Run.
So this is a safe space. Nobody's going to laugh at me for running like a girl because I run like a girl.
No way. This is a big party, and it's all for a good cause. We're raising money to fight NF and to raise money for the Children's Tumor Foundation. For more information on how you can join Alyssa and I, because we are your hosts once again this year, cupids.org is probably the best way to go and get yourself signed up. There is a code, a discount code to register. That code is radio. Radio is the code. There's more on this at Q104.com as well. But again, Saturday, February 8th, join Alyssa and I for Cupid's Undie Run. Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. Good to have you with us this morning.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always focus them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Angela, good morning.
Hello.
Share your good vibe with us.
Well, is it okay if I share two?
Share as many as you want.
We love. The more, the merrier.
Okay, so my 8-year-old does not like talk radio. It has to be music. But she loves your show.
Oh,
so we are allowed to listen to talk radio if it's you two.
Thank God.
Oh, my gosh. I am so glad.
And if she hears your voices on, like, ads, she'll be like, oh, that sounds like Alyssa. I'm like, yeah, that's Alyssa.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just adorable.
What is your daughter's name?
Melena.
Melena. See, the 8-year-old audience is a very finicky audience.
They are.
I'm glad we have broken through.
Me too, because I like to listen to you. Didn't like you, then that would be difficult.
That would be a problem, but I'm glad that we got the stamp of approval.
Yes. So that's the first good vibe. The second good vibe is I just got a new job.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I work in social work, and I like to help kids and young adults, and that's what the program is helping transition age youth. So I'm just super excited to be able to help people.
Fantastic news. Thank you for doing that.
Did you already start?
I did not. I do my background check today. It's very new. But
I just can't wait.
I'm just so happy about it.
Good vibes all around. Angela, thanks for calling and sharing that with us.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Have a wonderful day. It's 216-474-0104. We love sharing your wins. Every morning on the Q Morning Show, we call it good vibes. 216-474-0104. Thanks for having us on. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa, we're just killing it with the 10 and under crowd lately.
Really?
I can't believe this.
Oh, wow.
So I heard about this girl named Skylar. She had her 10th birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Skylar.
Skylar lives in Vermilion. She is a fourth grader at Edison Middle School. And yesterday they didn't have school because it was too cold.
Uh-huh.
So she could not celebrate her birthday with her friends, but she's going back to school today. So happy birthday, Skylar.
Yes, happy birthday to you. Now you just get 2 days of festivities. How cool is that?
So if you see Skylar at Edison Middle School today, wish her a happy birthday. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Thanks for being here. Miles Smith, The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, it's been a busy morning. We've been talking about how yesterday Alyssa tried to go to the Social Security office. Well, she did go.
I went. I just didn't get anything accomplished because I didn't have the right paperwork.
In an effort to legally change her legal last name, because she got married last year. She's trying to change the name, but as she said, showed up at the office without the proper documentation. And we've been talking to Susan off air. We want to talk to her on air right now. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Now, what were you saying again?
So I was telling Alyssa, take your time to change your last name. I have been married 28 years.
I think you're going to say, I've been married 22 times.
Oh!
And
no.
After the seventh time, I gave up changing my
last
name. So annoying. They knew me down there at the Social Security office.
They're like, why are you bothering? You'll be back soon.
They gave me a package deal.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, no, I'm sorry, Susan. You've been married for 28 years. Congratulations.
Now, thank you. And at 23 years, I changed my name, finally. Like, my husband was so annoyed because I didn't, but I'm like, we'll see if it's going to make it, you know? And so I finally did, and he was happy. Like,
I thought that it was, like, harder to do if you waited, like, too long. I don't know. Maybe that was a myth in my mind.
No, not at all. I took, like, my birth certificate, my marriage certificate, my old Social Security card, like, with my maiden name on it. But, yeah, like, we made it, I had a big surprise for him when I changed it. Like,
aww.
I took him out to dinner, and I'm like, guess what I did? And he's like, what? God, I hope you're not pregnant, because we were old at that time. And I was like, I changed my last name, and he's like, finally! So,
What prompted you, after 23 years, to finally do it, to finally take your husband's last name?
You know, it was actually something that our tax guy said, because he said, we were getting older and I had 401k at work. And he said, if something would happen to you, this woman doesn't exist.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, this woman, like your married name doesn't exist. And everything, like my work had changed it, but I didn't have to prove, of course, that I got married. I just changed my last name and all my stuff at work. But it was because my married name legally did not exist with that Social Security number.
That makes 100% sense to me, because this is marriage, Alyssa. This is the practicality of marriage. Paul and I only got married just for the tax savings, so we could file jointly as a married couple. Yeah, this makes perfect sense to me.
I mean, hey, whatever the reason, at least it's working out.
Right, it is. So on for another, 29 years or something.
Right? Yeah, let's go.
All right, well, congratulations, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, bye.
Thanks,
now, Susan.
You too.
Bye.
We're going to hash it out this morning. Ashley and Brian are going to join us. Are they going to get married someday? I'm not sure.
Yeah, if they're coming on Hash It Out, I don't really know.
They just had a doozy of a fight. They want to explain it. Each from their own side, hash it out on the way in less than 15 minutes. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa hash it out this morning. We're going to talk to Brian and Ashley. They are a couple. They recently just moved in together, and I think might be having their first issue, maybe their first fight.
Oh, no.
As a couple. I'm not sure. But they've been going around and around almost all week long, and so now they are coming to our show to hash things out. Ashley, we're going to start with you. Brian is here. We're going to hear from Brian in a second, but what's going on between you and Brian this week?
Yeah, I mean, Brian and I, we've been living together for about a month now, and on Monday, he went out with some friends to watch the Ohio State game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's cool, whatever, but I wake up at 4 a.m., and he's not home.
Still?
Yes.
Oh.
4 a.m., you know, I call him, I text him, he's not responding, and I have to leave for work at 7:30, and he finally came back like a few minutes before I had to leave.
Yay!
Oh, well, that's good at least.
See, I did say before this segment began, Brian is here, so it's not like Brian is a missing person right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's not out and about right now.
So he stayed out all night, right?
Yeah, he was fine. You know, here I am thinking, you know, is he like horribly maimed or dead? But I was pissed because he didn't let me know any of this.
Okay, so you have a problem. I mean, obviously he's out celebrating the Ohio State win, I would think. But you have a problem with him staying out all night.
I was going to say, till like almost 7 in the morning, though? My goodness.
And not only that, but leaving no word that he's doing any of
right.
this. Like, he's not checking in with Ashley and saying, I'm out all night with my friends.
And you said that you called and texted him and still got no response?
Exactly. Like, I know we're not going to be attached at the hip, but, like, let me know what's going on.
Okay. Sounds like a good time to bring in Brian. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
That must have been some celebration on Monday night after that Buckeyes win.
Yeah.
Man, that was, I mean, it was a great game. It was a great night. But, like, so this is my take on it, guys. Like, I feel like she's absolutely getting mad for no reason. The only reason I didn't come home is because it was late, it was cold, and so I just crashed on my buddy's couch.
So what is the phone for? I mean, you can call me, you can text me. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, my mind went to, like, the darkest places possible, and I don't get it.
Like, okay, I mean, like, same reason. Okay, like, I figured you were in bed already, you know, and by the time the game was over, like, I didn't want to wake you up with a phone call or a text. Like, you knew I was at Justin's. Like, you had all the information that you needed.
Well, I think you're leaving something out. Like, what are you not telling me? Did you go out after the game, too? Like,
no.
Who were you with?
We didn't go out, all right? It was cold as hell. We just hung out at Justin's. We celebrated. I crashed on his couch. End of story.
So if I ask every single one of your friends, they're going to back you up on that story. They're going to all say the same thing.
Look, Ashley, don't start that stuff. For real. Like, I do not want to be in the kind of relationship where, like, you're checking up on me with my friends.
Then don't make me check up on you. Communicate.
You know what I was up to, all right? I watched the game at Justin's. I crashed on the couch. That's all you need to know.
All right, this is escalating a little bit, so let me put a timeout on this. Brian and Ashley, what do you think, Alyssa?
This one's complicated. This is a little complicated for me.
Brian is thinking that he's over at his friend's Justin's. He's watching the game. Ashley knows where he is. He doesn't need to check in all night, and he just crashed on the couch.
I see that side of it because I've done that too.
But Ashley clearly wanted an update when he wasn't home at a decent hour.
I was going to say, on the other hand, though, I have been Ashley when I wake up in the middle of the night and the person that I'm seeing or dating or with or whatever is not there.
Oh, really?
Let's
put a pin in that and hear that story at some later.
Oh, yeah.
Some later time.
I know what she means by, like, your mind goes to some crazy places. So, yikes, yeah. You guys.
And there might be some trust issues here because Ashley's getting to, where did you go? Did you go out
right.
afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
After the game was over? 216-474-0104. Help this couple out. Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we are discussing Ashley and Brian's situation. Hash it out this morning. Monday night, Brian went out with some friends. They
for the OSU game.
Yeah, he went to Justin's house.
Went to Justin. You know Justin.
And watched the game there. Obviously in a good mood after the game was over. They celebrated late into the night. And Brian just crashed on Justin's couch. Woke up the next morning. Walked, rolled home about 7:30 in the morning. Right when his girlfriend Ashley is walking out the door to go to work. And they just moved in together about a month ago.
And the problem here is that he gave no indication that he would be staying the night somewhere. So when she woke up and he was nowhere to be found, she was like, what? Where is he? And why has he not come home yet?
So who's right here? Who's wrong here? And what can Ashley and Brian do to prevent this from happening in the future? Sue and Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here on Hash It Out? Is there a, did Brian do something wrong?
Yes and no. Staying the night at somebody's house because you've been drinking too much, having a good time, whatever, perfectly fine. Communicate, dude. That's all you got to do. Send a quick text. I'm staying the night here, drank too much, too cold, whatever. So that way when she wakes up and he's not there, she can look at her phone. Okay, he's good, and she can go back to sleep. Simple as that. I've had it happen many times, and it's just communication. She knew he was there, but she doesn't know that he didn't leave and get into a car accident. So just send her a quick text. That's all it is.
It's happened to you many times, Sue?
I've been with my husband for over 37 years. Yes, it's happened many times, and it's just a matter of shooting a quick text.
Okay. It's happened many times where he's gone out all night, but he let you know. He communicated with you that he was going to be out all night.
After a while, yes.
Okay.
Once he finally got the message.
Had to train him. Had to train him right and get him into the habit of doing that. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like Ashley is upset at all that he was out with his friends. Doesn't even sound like she's upset that he stayed somewhere. She's mostly upset that she woke up and had no clue where he was.
I don't know. At the end there, she was kind of like, well, what'd you do? Like, where did you guys go out afterwards?
Yeah, I definitely heard like some questioning in her voice, but that could be a myriad of things. That might be just past trust issues as well.
I kind of want to do a subset of Hash It Out this morning and just talk to people whose spouse never came home the night before.
Well, like, hopefully they came home eventually.
Yeah. Jonathan in Barberton, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so like the other caller said, he could have at least texted because he claims, oh, I didn't want to call you because I didn't want to wake you up with the phone ringing. Well, the text would just probably make a ding or something. But she also, yeah, you guys were hitting on that point. At the end, she kind of sounded like one of those jealous girlfriends where she was thinking that he was out there doing something with somebody else. Mm. She needs to drop those insecurities if she claims she's in a trusting relationship.
All right.
And because he told her originally he was going to be at Justin's place, so she should have just immediately went to the place going, oh, he probably just crashed. He didn't want to come home drink after he was drinking. And but again, he could have texted and said, hey, I decided I'm just going to crash on the couch. I didn't want to drive because I've been drinking too much.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't understand why you can't just send a quick text. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, I definitely understand the whole, like, growing pains part of this, too, though, because they just moved in together.
Yes.
And they're learning what the other needs, right? And so that communication, for most people, I think would be a no-brainer. But that's not a no-brainer for everybody. And now I'm sure, going forward, he knows.
You learn these things when you're in a relationship, especially a fresh relationship.
Yeah.
I always say that first year of living together, you learn so much.
Well, you literally learn if you can even tolerate living with one another.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing.
And if you want to stay together, you have to overcome these obstacles. Send a text. Say you're not coming home tonight. You'll see her in the morning.
Easy as that.
Hash It Out. Every Monday and Thursday on the Q Morning Show. You're on Q104 this morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, as we recover from this Arctic freeze.
I heard a meteorologist yesterday call it an Arctic assault.
I like that. And the whole country has been under one. I mean, even in places where you wouldn't expect.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm so glad that TikTok is back now. Because I've been seeing live streams of snow in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting pounded. I can only imagine that the people that, like, the snowbirds that move down there to be warm in the winter, they've got to be so livid right now.
Yeah, they're going through it this week. And then this morning, there's icy road conditions, and they're basically telling people not to drive.
Well, they don't know how to drive in it. That's not normal for them. That's snowing in Alabama. It's snowing in, where else did I see? In New Orleans.
Mm.
Bourbon Street looks like a winter, it looks like a snow globe. It's crazy looking.
So while most of the country is dealing with that, in L.A., I feel so sorry for the people of L.A. Another wildfire broke out yesterday. The Hughes Fire started in a recreation area, Castaic Lake. It's spread to about 9,200 acres as of yesterday. 31,000 people under mandatory evacuation orders yesterday. The good news is that they think they have this fire a little more contained than the other two. They're a little more.
Oh, that's good.
More ready for this one. And
Fire season, it's out in California with the winds. That's really what makes the fires so, so dangerous. Because even, I mean, yesterday, I think I heard of like three more popping up around San Diego County. Small, but they'll kind of just pop up, and then you got to be on it really quick and get it out, or it's going to spread.
It has been a bizarre start to 2025 for sure. This weekend, Saturday night, Cavs, Timberwolves. We have tickets. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Let's meet Janice in North Ridgeville. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions this morning?
Yes.
Who is the chief creative officer and co-founder of the shapewear and apparel brand Skims?
Kim Kardashian.
Question 2. Her birthday is today. Tiffany Amber Thiessen. She was a star on Beverly Hills 90210 as Valerie Malone. She also played Kelly Kapowski on what TV show?
Oh, my goodness. I can't remember.
Question 3. What movie that came out in 2014 had the theme song "Everything is Awesome"?
I know. Everything is cool when you're something. Oh, I don't know. I don't know that one either.
Question 4. The author of the play Romeo and Juliet.
That'd be Shakespeare.
Final question for today. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
The Pacific.
Let me tally this up here. Janice, you did pretty well.
Okay.
3 out of 5 today.
Okay, not bad.
That could be more than enough to beat Alyssa. Let's find out. Let's bring her back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Janice, are you staying warm? How have you been dealing with the deep freeze?
Not great, but I mean, we've been staying warm, so nothing terrible's happened yet, so we're good.
Alyssa, it's Janice in North Ridgeville.
Oh, hello, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, trying to stay warm.
She did very well. She went 3 for 5.
Okay, not too bad.
Alyssa needs to nail 3 to tie, 4 to outright win today. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
Who is the chief creative officer and co-founder of the shapewear and apparel brand Skims?
Kim Kardashian.
So everybody knows this.
Yeah, everybody knows this.
All right. Her birthday is today. She was one of my childhood crushes, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I say childhood. I was actually in college. She played Valerie Malone on Beverly Hills 90210. She was also Kelly Kapowski on what TV show?
Saved by the Bell.
That is
correct.
Alyssa has 2. Question 3. The movie that came out in 2014 that had the theme song "Everything is Awesome."
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. That's the Lego movie.
That is the Lego movie.
I still sing that song on a daily basis.
Question 4. The author of the play Romeo and Juliet.
Shakespeare.
Question 5. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
Oh. Atlantic? No.
Oh, she missed one.
What is it?
Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean on Earth. However, Alyssa still gets the win today, 4 out of 5. Unfortunately, as I said, Janice only had 3 out of 5. Oh, no. But what are we going to do with these Cavs tickets for Saturday night?
I still got some Cavs.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you with us. Scarlett Johansson is guest hosting on the Today Show all this week. She's guest hosting the fourth hour now that Hoda Kotb is no longer there.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to bring in like a bunch of guest hosts, and Scarlett Johansson is on this week. So the Today Show, they do that show in the same building where Saturday Night Live airs every week.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What is that? What, Rockefeller Center?
Yeah.
Or 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
In New York.
And Colin Jost, her
is
husband.
Her husband.
From Weekend Update on SNL. He stopped by yesterday and brought her flowers as she was co-hosting the show. This is what that sounded like.
I feel like I had to bring flowers on because yesterday out of the gate, she was like, he never writes me a love letter. He just sends me like sexual emojis. I was like, what?
No, you firstly
like,
read
that was
into
the first
that.
Thing you said.
I didn't use that word. You interpreted it that.
All right. They sound like a married couple.
They really do. They
kind
really do.
Bickering at each other. Timothy Chalamet on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
I am so excited for that.
Why
this,
is that?
This is what my life has come to. All of a sudden, you get into your 30s and you're excited for Saturday night to watch the new episode of Saturday Night Live.
Specifically, why?
Because he's doing the music duties, too. He's going to be the musical guest and the host of the show this weekend. And I'm so curious what that's going to be like.
Is that something that he's into? He does his own music? He's a musician as well?
I mean, like, not really. He was in Wonka, and he did singing in that. I know that he is in the new Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he does singing in that as well. But as far as I'm aware, he doesn't have, like, his own music. So that's why I'm really curious what he's going to be doing as far as his performances.
Me too. Timothy Chalamet, he's one of those actors where I hear about him all the time. He's always in entertainment news. He's always on somewhere.
Oh, yeah. He's growing on me so much right now.
I've never seen him in a movie. I haven't seen one movie that he's in.
You haven't?
You mentioned Wonka. You mentioned the Bob Dylan movie. He's been in what? Dune?
Dune.
I haven't seen
one and two.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them.
Well, I mean, you should watch one of them. But honestly, I like Timothy Chalamet a lot. I feel like he is very talented. But if I'm being so real, I don't like any movie that he's been in yet. So,
and I haven't seen them.
And you haven't seen them. So I'm not going to recommend any to you, but
right.
He seems like a good guy. I'll say that.
I witnessed something this morning that at first I didn't understand what it was. But since I've been texting my wife, I now understand what it was. Something in my neighborhood. And at 4:45 in the morning, it was unusual to see. I'm going to get into this. Coming up, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Also, I want to find out if things like this, of this nature, happen in your neighborhood and you happen to witness it. Coming up on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So this morning, on my way out the door, I noticed that there's a car sitting outside in front of my house. And this is almost 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's still dark.
Uh-huh.
And there's just a car just sitting there running.
Oh, it's on.
On my street, right there in front of my house.
Okay.
And I'm like, do I leave? Do I get out?
Oh, you were scared.
I was afraid to leave my house.
No.
And I had already left the house that morning, or at least I went out in the driveway to start my car to get it warmed up.
Yeah.
So my car is running in the parking lot, mm-hmm. or in the parking lot, in my driveway. I don't have a parking lot. I have a driveway. And my car is running there in the driveway. And I'm thinking, is this some sort of an elaborate, like a car thief kind of a thing.
Oh my gosh, your mind is just running at 4:30 in the morning.
Just like my car is running in my driveway, I'm thinking that a guy is going to jump out of this running car and he's going to get inside my car and then steal my car. So it's like a two-person getaway thing.
How did you even concoct this in your brain that early?
That's just where my mind went. But what happens, so the guy gets out of the car, and I'm watching all of this. He gets out of the car, and he goes to my neighbor's house.
And he steals their car.
No. No, I knew it. I knew you were looking to steal some cars. No, he was delivering breakfast. It was DoorDash.
That early?
Yeah. And I say DoorDash only because I don't know. Is DoorDash or Grubhub or
something.
Uber Eats or something. But it was a food delivery service at almost 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
And I thought that was a bit unusual. And I was just texting Paula this morning. And she's like, yeah, that's Nick and Stacy. They have breakfast delivered to their house every morning.
Wow. Every morning?
That's what she said. And I'm like, how do you know that? And she said, well, I see someone deliver breakfast to their house every morning. And I said, that early? I've never seen anyone deliver breakfast that early.
Isn't that so funny, though, how, like, she knows that? Like, you start to notice things about your neighbors.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. Because that's my next line of questioning when I see her later tonight. It's like, how do you know this?
And how long has this been going on that they get breakfast delivered every day?
And I know what my wife will say. She'll say, I notice everything. I notice everything going on in the neighborhood. And she does a lot of times. I can't believe how many times I've said to her, like, how did you know that about this neighbor or that neighbor? Because she just stares out the window apparently all
just
day.
Pays attention.
How does she do that with a job? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It seems like she's out of the house longer than I am. And still, she attention though. 216-474-0104. This is what I want to get into. The unusual thing that you've noticed in your neighborhood that your neighbors are doing. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess they're doing that.
Just people watching.
Yeah. 216-474-0104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I don't know if it's unusual that my neighbor has a breakfast delivery, a DoorDash delivery at 5 a.m.
I would say that that's unusual, but also, I'm jealous. My gosh.
It might be unusual that they get breakfast delivered every morning.
Yeah, every morning. My goodness.
If my wife is correct on that, if she really says that someone delivers breakfast every single morning, you're getting DoorDash?
To their house?
That's pretty expensive,
right? Before the sun is even out?
But asking what, as you look out your window in your neighborhood, what unusual things have you noticed your neighbors doing? Let's go to Stephanie in Lakewood. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie, what strange thing have you noticed your neighbor doing?
Just the other day, I'm looking out my window, and I see that my neighbor, he's on his back porch, and he has cats. He has a lot of cats. They're just, like, everywhere. And I see Gary go to, like, their bowl, their feeding bowl, and he has a can of cat food there, and he opens up the can and he dumps the food in the cat bowls. But then after, he, like, you know, like, there's like extra food inside of the bowl. So he, like, uses his fingers to get the food out, but then he licks his fingers, like, sucks it off of the food.
No!
I kid you not.
No! No! Alyssa has cats. Alyssa, have you ever done that?
Absolutely not. It smells rancid.
You've never...
No!
You've never tried some of your cat food?
Like, absolutely not. I will tell you that I'm pretty sure that it is human grade. That Bryce told me that once, that cat food is human grade. But it, you can eat it, I think. But why would you, is my question.
I'm trying to think. Cat food, it's... Don't they have, like, fancy... Isn't there a fancy name for a cat food? I'm trying to think of it.
Well,
like Fancy Cat or something like that? Isn't that what it's called?
Fancy Feast.
Fancy Feast.
That's one of them.
Would you try Fancy Feast?
Absolutely not.
If I bring it in tomorrow?
No way. No way, dude. My cats get cat food, like the wet food that I give them. Sometimes it has like little hard-boiled eggs in it. I would never eat that. No.
So, Stephanie, as you witnessed Gary sampling the cat food, like, what did you do? Did you just start pounding on the window like,
no,
stop?
I literally screamed so loud. I just ran to my room and I got under the covers. I was so traumatized. it was too much. It was, and I know he heard my scream.
Oh.
I know. It was bad.
Maybe Gary knew that you were watching him and he just wanted to shock you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Just doing it for the shock value only.
Crazy way to shock somebody, licking the cat food. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
really committing to the bit.
Thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. No cat food.
Don't worry.
Bye.
Q104. Speaking of licking things off your fingers, this is random.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
We've introduced Nutella in our house.
Oh, oh yeah, you had mentioned that a couple weeks ago.
And my boys love it. They love it.
Are you still finding little bits of Nutella just dripped everywhere?
Everywhere. It is such a messy, whatever it is, a condiment? What is a Nutella?
It's a hazelnut spread.
Yeah. It's so messy. And the container, I don't know if the containers are different store to store, but we buy ours from Costco.
Uh-huh.
And it's the most inconvenient container. Like, once you get 3/4 of the way into this Nutella container, you can't get anything else out of there with the knife.
Oh, so that's only making it messier.
Right. And so your hands got to get in there. And so you come out of the Nutella container and you just have Nutella all over your hands. And sometimes I will find, well, it's all over like the kitchen. You'll find it on the counter or on the floor, but then I'll find it on the back of my hand sometimes. Like, I'll just be sitting here in the studio and it's like, what is it? Oh, it's Nutella.
Like in here?
Yeah.
You'll find it?
Then I just go.
Oh, man. That sounds like my nightmare. I hate when there's stuff everywhere, like just sticky. Ugh. That sounds like my nightmare.
Sounds like a nightmare?
It does. It does. If I turned my hand around and just randomly saw Nutella on it, I'd be so upset. Do you remember the one day that I had something sticky on my hands when I came into work and I freaked out?
No, I don't. Well, yes and no. What was it? Did you ever find out what it was?
I don't even remember what it was. I just know that my hands were sticky, and I washed them like 2 or 3 times within an hour.
Oh, you didn't taste it to see what might be on your fingers?
I'm not that daring. Not that daring at all.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge, round 2 on a Thursday. We have Cavs tickets for Monday night's game against the Pistons. We will need a contestant in less than 10 minutes.
Up early in the morning, morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up, wake up.
Q Morning Show on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Patty in Berea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I am ready.
Let's jump into it. The 2012 film Silver Linings Playbook won Jennifer Lawrence an Oscar for Best Actress. Who was her co-star in the movie?
Bradley Cooper.
Question 2. This TV show is now on Netflix. It follows a group of plane crash survivors on a mysterious island.
Oh, is it Yellow Jackets?
Third question. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on this.
The moon.
Question number 4. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
A diamond.
And our final question today, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber had a baby last August, baby Jack. What is Jack's middle name?
I have no idea. Justin.
That's a tough one if you're not familiar with the family.
I am not.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
You went 3 for 5 today, Patty.
Okay, not horrible.
Not too bad. Alyssa's gone down before with only 3 questions right. So let's find out how you do compared to her.
Okay.
Hello, Alyssa.
All right. Hello, 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 hello.
You have a beautiful scarf on today.
I do. Gotta stay warm.
This is Patty in Berea.
Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Warm. I'm inside.
Oh, nice. That's what I like to hear.
She went 3 for 5 today.
Oh, good job.
So Alyssa needs 3 to tie, 4 to win. Let's go. The 2012 film Silver Linings Playbook won Jennifer Lawrence an Oscar for Best Actress. Who was her co-star in the movie?
Oh my gosh, isn't it already crazy? Oh my gosh, it wasn't Jim Carrey.
No.
No, Channing Tatum? No.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was kind of like a buff guy.
Let's move on to question 2. This TV show is now on Netflix. It follows a group of plane crash survivors on a mysterious island.
Lost.
That's correct.
Oh, I love Lost.
Question three. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on this.
The moon.
Also correct. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
A rock?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a diamond.
Oh.
Here we go with the fifth question. So Patty has three. Alyssa has two. Alyssa needs this question to tie Patty. Otherwise, Patty wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber had a baby last August. Baby Jack. What is Jack's middle name?
Blue.
I'm sorry?
Blues.
I'll give
yes!
it to you. Oh, almost had her, Patty. We have a tie today. We have a tie today in Alyssa's College
I'll
of
take
Knowledge.
That tie. That had me sweating over here. Whew.
I totally like clammed up on Lost. I watched that show, and I loved that show. I was thinking it was something new that we were looking for.
Oh, yeah.
It just dropped on Netflix where they're now showing on Netflix. Patty, so the Cavs game is on Monday night. We have to give these tickets to somebody.
So it might as well be you.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to us. Thanks for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Thank you guys both. My name is Patty, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.